Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose, getting ready for East Sac County Boys Soccer. And joining me, head coach Sam Ellis. And before we look at tonight's game, coach, I mean, it's a great week for East Sac County Boys Soccer so far this week. Two wins, three goals in both games, and winning both in shutout fashion. You know, maybe West Central Valley was that turning point your team needed.
Yeah, I think it was. West Central Valley is a solid team, and we show that we can play with them. They came out on top of the scoreboard because they had a great first 20 minutes. But like the end of that game, I think we learned we can finish games and we can play with anybody. And versus Atlantic, I thought we moved the ball better than we have all year, and we got plenty of shots, and put a lot on frame. We need to put more on frame to be more successful. And then against Avoca, I thought we moved the ball better than we did against Atlantic. The defense in both games was outstanding. To have a clean sheet and shutouts for both Luke Wernermont and that back line, they're really gelling together at the right time, and that's exactly what we need.
You look at that game against Atlantic, we'll start there. You win 3-0, but that score, we talked about it at the time, especially in the first half. You know, second half, you guys get the two and blow the lead up a little bit. But that first half, you guys were right there. You kept the pressure on. You kept peppering their goalie. I mean, talk about it from Luke Wernermont's perspective. I mean, that first half, he didn't really have to do a whole lot out there, something that's something he hasn't had the privilege to, just kind of sit back and watch his team pepper the opposing goalie.
Yeah, and as much as we like, as much as we respect him as a goalie, and he's one of the best goalies in the state, he'll tell you that if he's bored back there, that means we're doing well. And for him to see limited action, it just shows how good of our defense is too, because once they got to our back line, they didn't get any further. I think they maybe had 5-6 shots on goal total in the Atlantic game, but our offense maintained possession, and when you maintain possession, the other team doesn't get a chance to score on you.
You look at that Atlantic game from the offensive side now. What was really clicking? I mean, your offense, you had the two against Carroll. You got one in against a really good West Central Valley team. But what was really clicking, say, especially in the second half when you were finally able to get them through, that helped your team play as well as they did against Atlantic?
Well, because it was a team effort. We controlled the middle, and everyone touched the ball. It wasn't just one person trying to dribble in and score every time. We were moving the ball, moving the defense, make them follow the ball, and getting shots, clean shots on goal, because Atlantic has an outstanding goalkeeper, and we made him work, and we had several chances that we missed off frame. We possessed the ball. That's the big thing, is possessing the ball, being patient, and then once the good shot's there, is taking it.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. Again, chatting with head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer. Now you shift your attention to AHSTW, the Vikings. You guys knock them off 3-0, but one important player in this one, we talked about Luke Wright after the Atlantic game, of having just one of those games. I mean, the looks were there. He was just missing by, you know, say a foot or two either side of either post against Atlantic. He gets to talk about that from a confidence-building standpoint for him. Like, not that he played bad against Atlantic, but finally seeing his hard work pay off in the back of the net against AHSTW.
Yeah, I think what happened in the AHSTW game is towards the end of the second half, I think he just got ticked off enough where he's like, I'm going to shoot, I'm going to make it, and he had two great shots that went in, and then he also had a third that was just high and it hit the crossbar. Otherwise, he probably would have three goals. He was receiving the passes that, like, Isaiah, Elias, Sam Schmidt, Caleb, all, and Sam Julin were all passing it to him, and they're feeding him, and he was getting room and getting a shot off. That was a solid quality shot that was hard to stop, And that's why when our offense is clicking is when everybody's working for each other. And Luke will be the first one to tell you that if they get him the ball in a good position, he's going to take that shot, and he's going to have a short memory and keep going.
And then you kind of talked about it there, but Elias Aragon, senior leadership for your team, gets a couple assists in that game too. talk about what he's meant, the team's leading assister, and he got two in the game against AHSTW.
Yeah, Elias will be the first one to tell you that he wants to score goals. That's his goal coming in. He wanted to be the leading scorer, but if that's not there, he's going to do the next best thing, and he's going to set up his teammates, and he's done a great job of that. I don't think he understands how much that means to the team. Is setting up for goals is almost more important than actually scoring the goals. And he's been a senior leader. He plays multiple positions for us because we're not exactly a deep team yet, but we will be. But he plays multiple positions without complaining, and he plays all out. If you watch him play, you're not going to say that he's taking anything off.
Pre-game coverage again here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose, getting ready for Esack County Raider boys soccer. And now we look towards the game tonight against Fort Dodge, a team you guys are relatively familiar with. You play them about once a year. You've been on the wrong side of the scorecard the last couple times against them, but you were talking to me about this. Their record's deceiving. Fort Dodge is a 4A team with the new expanded going from three classes to four classes. They've got a 1-9 record, but their team plays some stout opponents. What have been some things you're seeing with this Fort Dodge team that are worth talking about despite their 1-9 record?
Yeah, with Fort Dodge, we throw the record out the window because them coming in, they circle this one as they almost count it as a victory. That'll be a chip on our shoulder going in. But they move the ball pretty well. When they're playing against the best of the best of 4A, they kind of get outmatched, but they do have fairly decent first touches. They move the ball pretty well, and they've gotten more shots on goal this year than I think they had last year or the year before. So they're going to be a team that's going to come after us, and so it's a team I think we can compete with, but we're going to get their best shot.
Talk about this from your team's viewpoint of, this is one of those games, Fort Dodge, this is, like you said, this is one they've got circled. They don't win a lot, but this has been a game the last couple of years at least that they've won. Talk about your team's thoughts going into this one. I mean, you're playing the role of the underdog. You're playing the biggest class possible with Fort Dodge. What's the team thinking going into this one?
I think they think that it's our game to lose. I mean, they're confident going in. They played well the last two games, but the thing is, the disrespect Fort Dodge showed us in the past that put a chip on those guys' shoulders, and they know going in that they're not going to get any respect from Fort Dodge. So Fort Dodge is going to have to play our game. We're not going to play their game. They're going to have to come to us, and we're going to move the ball around, possess the ball, and hopefully put more goals in the back of the net than they do.
And then last question for you, Coach. What's one thing you're hoping to see out of your team tonight? You know, this wraps up a busy week this week, but you're closing in on about a week and some change, if you will, of the playoffs being on the horizon. What's something you're hoping your team dials in tonight?
I hope they just continue the success and build off of a Tuesday's win where we come out a little bit quicker because we're going to be playing 2 30-minute halves, so that's going to be a little bit different for us. So we can't just sit back and wait for it. We got to kind of attack, but I want to see us move the ball, communicate, and play Esack County soccer. And if we do that, I think I'll like the result at the end of the day.
All right, Coach. Sounds good, and good luck tonight.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate the coverage as always.
Pre-game coverage continues here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. That was head coach Sam Ellis of Esack County Soccer. We'll keep on keeping on next. You're listening to Raiders Soccer here on KKIA.